ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। विद्यारण्यस्वामी दिस् पञ्चदशी टेक्स्ट् explains the method of teaching called Panchakosha Viveka. He explains the very teaching methodology called Panchakosha Viveka from the verse number 33. And through this analysis of five koshas or Panchakosha Viveka, we can distinguish, discern, cognitively separate the consciousness aspect of the individual from the threefold bodies, otherwise called five layers of personality. So Panchakosha Viveka actually helps us to distinguish, to arrive at, to discern, to cognitively separate the consciousness aspect obtaining in an individual from the inert material, the bodies, threefold bodies, otherwise called five layers of personality. When you discern the consciousness, we understand the consciousness being unconnected to the body mind-sense complex. The discerned consciousness, it is not physically separated, physically separable, but cognitively separated, even though non-distinguishable, even though consciousness is non-distinguishable, or in a body minus complex also is non-distinguishable. We cognitively separate the consciousness, discern the consciousness, and we understand this unconnectedness or connectionlessness of the consciousness with the body mind complex. It's exactly like the light which pervades in and through any opaque and every opaque is not connected to the opaque object, not polluted by the opaque object, not touched or tainted by the opaque object. Even though light is not non-distant from the opaque, still light is untouched, untainted, unconnected to the opaque, untouched by the opaque. And this, in the same way, consciousness also is untouched, untainted, unconnected It is distinct. Okay, one more example. Even when we watch any program on television, or whether it's a movie screen or television screen at home, but any screen, the film which keeps moving, when you're watching, of course, everything is moving in the screen only. You see the movement of the film in the screen, but you can see all the characters, all the enactions which are happening. In no way they touch the screen. There's no separation. There's no physical separation. You cannot separate physically the movie which you're watching on the screen and the screen. They're physically inseparable. At the same time, the screen is in no way touched, tainted, polluted, affected, contaminated by the movie or the character which is happening, moving, the film. Therefore, there's no connection at all. This, when you understand, this understanding of this connectionlessness, understanding of this untaintedness is called what actually? Discriminative knowledge of the consciousness. Or you can say vivekaha. Discriminative knowledge is called vivekaha. Understanding of the connectionlessness, unconnectedness, understanding of the distinctness is called what? Ati vivekaha. The Panchakosha Viveka helps us to understand this consciousness being distinct from the body, mind, sense complex. Therefore, now the question comes, even though the film which is moving on the screen, which keeps moving on the screen, and we see this, the characters, everything which are part of this, the whole thing, the story, shown the film, keeps moving, still it is that I have to account for it. What does this movie, which is the film, which is now moving on a screen, have to do with this screen? How do you account for it? What value does it have? Isn't it? It must have some value. Does it have any value at all, if you ask? Because why I'm talking, because somebody asked me about this morning Gita class doubt. Actually speaking, without the screen, the film, the movie is not possible. But with this movie, when the movie is there, the film is there happening, the screen, it has some value. What now? It has all that it has is, it is capable of entertaining, isn't it? It has the value of entertainment. It has only entertainment value. Engagement value. It keeps you engaged. It keeps you entertained. It has entertainment value. Engagement value. Only this much it has. So, similarly, association of consciousness with the body mind complex. This body mind complex, otherwise these five koshas, have what? They have only, because without the consciousness, the body mind complex cannot even exist. But the conscious with the body mind complex, something called enjoyment is possible, bhogaha is possible. So you call it bhoga ayatanam and then bhoga sadhanani. Enjoyment value or entertainment value it has got. That's how it has. So this time bound, I mean, put in the inverted commas, this time bound entertainment value or engagement value is called what? Sport. In Sanskrit, we call it Leela. So if you are able to look at the whole life, if you are able to understand the whole life, having entertainment value, then life can be called a sport Leela. Okay, when can we call life our Leela? If we are able to understand, look at the life, understand this life, having only engagement, entertainment, time-bound entertainment value, time-bound engagement value, time-bound busyness value. A busy, isn't it? It's called what now? It becomes a Leela. Life is a Leela. If we understand, we look at the life with this entertainment engagement value. And you are able to convert this life into this Leela with an understanding of looking at this life as life having entertainment value, then we are free. We are liberated. What is moksha? Conversion of life into a Leela, understanding its entertainment value, is called what? Mokshaha. Jivan Muktihi. But when we overvalue this association of consciousness with this, Anatma, when you overvalue it, then we convert the Leela into life. So Mahatma's lives, Jnani's lives, Jnani's activities are what? The life converted into Leela. So even avatars are all what? Now we saw Krishna avatars are Krishna Leela. Why do you call Krishna avatars Krishna Leela? Because whole life is converted into Leela. Life is a Leela. Because they know, for them everything here, apart from consciousness, the only reality, the eternal reality, this material aspects, obtaining a body mind complex, or in fact how the body mind complex is like the movie which keeps the film which keeps moving on the screen, and the consciousness is like the screen, and in no way without the consciousness the movie cannot happen, the film cannot happen. But the screen itself is what? Just the substratum, the support, the base, but it is in no way touched or tainted or polluted or afflicted by the film which keeps moving on the screen. And this, but we are not able to distinguish this. When we are not able to distinguish this, we convert the time-bound entertainment value of the body mind complex we're not able to distinguish it. When we overvalue it, then life becomes difficult. It is a bondage. We only see that much. What does this film have? It has only entertainment value. Similarly, the body mind complex also has only what? Engagement, entertainment value. Time bound engagement, entertainment value. We can't say it is useless. But when the time bound engage in attainment value it has means you make use of it, enjoy it, be objective towards it. When the film gets over, still not now. You don't need to miss it. Okay, then that's the nature. Understand the nature of it. So this is very important. Even though it is inseparable, I do understand inseparability. I do understand, but I can see cognitively how it is unconnected. Understanding this connectionlessness of the screen with the film, now that keeps moving, is called what? Is the viveka, discriminative knowledge. Similarly, here we are distinguishing the understanding of the consciousness which you have distinguished, arrived at through the panchakosha viveka, and see how it is unconnected. The understanding of this connectionlessness of the consciousness with body maintenance complex or panchakoshas is called vivekaha. And then when you understand this, just as the movie has, the film has just time-bound entertainment value, the associated body maintenance complex also have time-bound entertainment value. Therefore, with this obtaining in this body maintenance complex, when you live your life, if you are able to look at this whole life as what? Life having just time-bound entertainment value. Then we are having what now? We can understand this understanding of these body, mind, and complex having time-bound engagement, entertainment, occupation value. We call it what now? We are converting whatever we can call it. Whole life is just a leela, a play, a sport. Jivanameva leela mayam, leela. So understanding this life, looking at this whole life, understanding it, this whole life, having this time bound entertainment value is called what? Is moksha. So converting this life into a leela, understanding its time bound entertainment value is called moksha. Otherwise, if we don't, cognitively, we don't separate consciousness, understand, distinguish the consciousness. We take, we get confused by this mixing up. Don't understand the connectionlessness. Then what happens? We will convert the leela into a life. Then that is called converting leela into life, a play into life, a sport into life is called a bondage. Now, what we have to do, this pure consciousness, which we have distinguished, discerned, discriminated through this panchakosha analysis, panchakosha viveka, this method, if you learn to identify this consciousness with Paramatma, Parambrahma, the Brahma Chaitanyam is called what now? Jivatma, Paramatma, Swarupa, Aikyam. You distinguish it, then you identify it with Parambrahma Chaitanyam, which is Ishvara Swarupam. That seeing, learning to, again, have to learn to, so again, learning, very important line, okay? Learning to identify this distinguished consciousness with Paramatma, Brahma Chaitanyam is called what? Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikyam Raikya Jnanam. And this is what? So this Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam, oneness of the truth of the individual and the total, Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam is revealed. That's what is revealed by Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, revealed through this Mahavakyam. Tattvamasi. Therefore, from the verse number 44 onwards until the 48, I think five verses are important verses. Of course, all the verses are important here. Mahavakya Vicharaha. Mahavakya Vicharaha means what? Enquiry into the meaning of the Mahavakyam Tattvam Asi. Enquiry into the meaning of the Mahavakyam Tattvam Asi is discussed in this five verses from 44 to 48. See, immediately after that, you can see that now how the teaching is developed. How Panchakosha Viveka helps you distinguish the consciousness. And thereby you understand what? You understand the connectionlessness. That's very important. Untaintedness. Unafflictedness of consciousness. When the thoughts change, no change happens on the part of consciousness. When the senses fade, I become invalid or powerless, nothing happens on the part of consciousness. Or something happens to this physical body, when the body is destroyed, consciousness is not destroyed. So whatever happens for the body, mind, sense complex, the changes happen, changes on the part of body, mind, sense complex are inevitable, unavoidable. We can even say shadvikaraha, even sixfold modifications also definitely happen on the part of the body. And therefore, not only on the part of the body, even changes happening on the part of the mind and senses and pranas, everything we can say. It's very natural. But even when these changes happen on the part of the body, mind, sense complex, or even the so-called death, which is otherwise called relative destruction of the body, happens also, consciousness is not destroyed, isn't it? Destruction of the body, which is relative destruction, a change happening on the part of the body in terms of relative destruction called death also, nothing happens to consciousness. That is what we should understand, isn't it? Nothing happens to consciousness. So which means the presence of the body or the absence of the body or the existence of the body, the functioning of the body, non-functioning of the body, in no way affects consciousness at all. In fact, whether body is present, body is absent, it does not matter for the consciousness. The presence of the presence or the absence of the body does not much matter at all. Suppose if the light is here, in the light movements happen, the cars go, the space is, the time is, everything is there. In the light, things come, opaque things are removed. So the presence or the absence or bringing into existence or removing, bringing the things into light or removing the things from the light, opaque things, does it matter at all for the light? No. You have to understand, really I'm repeating it because I want you to see how this individual who is a composition of many factors. Individual is not just the consciousness alone. The consciousness implied by the term Atma, which is that aspect we are analyzing now. We are distinguishing the consciousness aspect from the material aspect which contribute for the formation of the individual. With the point? Therefore, this is what we say. Consciousness is not afflicted, affected This unconnectedness is called asangatvam. Asangatva avagamanam vivekaha. Asangatva avagamanam vivekaha. Understanding of the unconnectedness, unpollutedness, untaintedness, unafflictedness is called what? Vivekaha. And having understood the unconnectedness, having understood the connectionlessness, having understood the unafflictedness of the consciousness, when we learn to identify this consciousness with Parambrahma, the Paramatma Swarupam, we understand this Chaitanya consciousness being the Paramatma Swarupam also. It's called what now? Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikya Jnanam. And this Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikyam is revealed through this Mahavakyams, Mahavakyani, such as Tattvamasi. And here, what I said, Mahavakyam Tattvamasi is taken for analysis here, analysis from these five verses from 44 to 48. Therefore, Mahavakya Vichara is discussed in these five verses. Okay. So, in the Mahavakyam, in the Mahavakyam also, we have these words Tat, Tvam, and Asi. So, the word Tat, each word has Tat and Tvam, these two words have two meanings, implied meaning and the literal meaning, or primary or the secondary meaning, or direct or the indirect meaning. So, Mukhyartha or Vachyartha, then Lakshyartha. We have these two meanings. So, the Tvam also means an individual, the whole individual, with the body, mind, and complex is the literal meaning of the word Tvam. In the same way, the Tat has a direct literal meaning of meaning, which means Paramatma or Ishvara, the Lord. Which the Lord also is what now? Ishvara also is a composite of many factors, and here in Jiva also composed of many factors here. So here, and then Lakshyartha means of these many factors which constitute the individual, or many aspects which constitute the individual, we discern the consciousness aspect from the material aspect. Individual is also a composition of material and the consciousness aspects. Ishvara is also a composition of material and the consciousness aspects. So, we discern the consciousness aspect of the individual, we discern the consciousness aspect of the Ishvara, and we see the identity, we see the oneness. And is seeing the oneness of the Jiva and Ishvara from the standpoint of the consciousness aspect is called one of Lakshyartha. And this is called Bhagatyagaha or Bhagaha. Bhagavrittihi or Bhagatyagavrittihi or Bhagatyaga Lakshana means what now? Is the same word Tvam. If we take only the consciousness aspect of the individual, it is Bhagatyaga Lakshanavrittihi, which means we leave the rest of the aspects, the material aspect, we take only the consciousness aspect of the individual. We don't need to take the whole individual, all the aspects of the individual to compare, because If we simply take the literal meaning of the word Tvam and Tat, Ishvara and the individual, Ishvara and the Jiva, individual and the total, definitely It is difficult. That there is difference. We don't need to do any we don't need to do any analysis to know the difference between Jiva and Ishvara. So, Tathu Tvam Asi Mahavakya Vichara is not for knowing the difference between Jiva and Ishvara. Without making any vichara, without any hard work, already you know you are different from the Lord. So, Mahavakya Vichara is for what? Work very hard, do all the vichara, Mahavakya Vichara. And finally you say, I am different from the Lord, Lord is different from me. And then this is not a great achievement. The vichara has not served its purpose. Because without the vichara, already you know you are different from the Lord. Why? You are a created individual, limited being. Lord is the creator of the whole. And you are Alpa Shaktiman. You are of very little potence. And Bhagwan is Sarva Shaktiman. And you are Alpagyaha, Bhagwan is Sarvagyaha. Bhagwan is omniscient, omnipotent, almighty, all pervasive Lord, eternal Lord. And you are a limited individual with all the limitation, individual. Therefore, with little knowledge and with little strength and all that. So definitely there is a difference between Jiva and Ishvara. To know this difference, Mahavakya Vichara is not required. So why I am repeating this, why people, with due respect to all the greatness of all the Mahatmas, when people establish how Dvaitam is Satyam, duality is real, I am different from the Lord, Lord is different from me. When they say the duality, you don't need Shastra study. You don't need to work hard, isn't it? Without any vichara, you know you are different from the Lord. So study Shastram, spend years, study Vyakram, spend that, and finally, you also write a lot of work. The commentaries are written also. And then finally, what is the conclusion? I am different from the Lord. The Lord is different from me. So for that, Shastra study is not required. Without study also, you already know that. But this vichara, Mahavakya vichara, the purpose itself is what? To see the unity in diversity, isn't it? You seeing the non-difference through the difference. You see, understand the non-difference through the differences. That is the purpose of the Mahavakya vichara. Therefore, now he starts, we let us go to the text now. So this Tattvamasi etc. Asyadi Mahavakyas reveal the Jivatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikyam. Now let us in the 44th verse now. Jagato Yadupadanam. Jagato Yadupadanam. Maya Madaya Tamasim. Maya Madaya Tamasim. Nimittam Shuddha Sattvam Tam. Nimittam Shuddha Sattvam Tam. Uchyate Brahma Tad Gira. Uchyate Brahma Tad Gira. Jagato Yadupadanam. Maya Madaya Tamasim. Nimittam Shuddha Sattvam Tam. Uchyate Brahma Tad Gira. Jagato Yadupadanam. Maya Madaya Tamasim. Nimittam Shuddha Sattvam Tam. Uchyate Brahma Tad Gira. So here, we have to remember the threefold prakritis, which we understood much earlier from the other earlier verses. So Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi called Maya. Then Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi called Avidya. Then tamah pradhana prakritihi called prakritihi. Remember this word? Shuddha sattva pradhana prakritihi. Then rajah pradhana prakritihi. Tamah pradhana prakritihi. Known as maya, avidya and prakritihi. These three words we learned. The three aspects of the matter or power of consciousness we learned. This prakritihi. So what he says in this verse, that Brahma is what now? Brahma Chaitanyam. So the Chaitanyam, the consciousness is implied by the term Brahma. So now we have to understand what consciousness is. So consciousness is implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of limitlessness or bigness, isn't it? So therefore, the consciousness implied by the term Brahman alone, here, consciousness by itself is what now has no attributes. It is free from, it is of the nature of attributelessness. So sarvajnyatvam also consciousness does not have. The alpajnyatvam also consciousness does not have. Alpajnyatvam or sarvajnyatvam, isn't it? Omniscience or little knowledge. Or sarvashaktimatvam. Omnipotence or alpa shaktimatvam, or all these things, all these attributes or virtues, consciousness is free from these attributes. But this Brahma Chaitanyam alone is implied by the term Tat, which means Ishvara. This consciousness alone, what now? Consciousness alone is implied by the term Ishvara, meant by the term Tat, which means Ishvara. Who is Ishvara here? Consciousness alone is known as Ishvara. When? That what is said here in this verse. When this Brahman, the consciousness, become the Upadana Karanam and the Nimitta Karanam of the universe. The usual things have become, when this consciousness is looked upon as the material and the intelligent causes of the universe, jagataha upadanam, jagataha nimittam cha yada bhavati, then it is said to be what now? Ishwaraha. And the Ishwara is what now? Said to be what here? Implied by the word Tat. So how does Brahman become the cause of the universe? How was it that Brahman is looked upon as the cause of the universe? When Brahman is associated with Shuddha Sattvam Mayam. When the Brahman associated with the Shuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi Maya, it becomes what? Upadana Karanam. Like Nimitta Karanam. Brahman associated with Shuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi Maya becomes the Nimitta Karanam. Nimitta Karanam means Brahman, what now? Becomes Ishvara. As Ishvara, he also now Sakala Kalyana Guna Sampannaha. He becomes the one endowed with all virtues and attributes. What are the Ishvara's attributes? What are the Ishvara's attributes? You can say sarvajnyatvam, omniscience. See, consciousness has no omniscience, but consciousness is the attribute added to consciousness. When it enjoys the status of being the Ishvara, being associated with Maya. Maya, the Shuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakriti, in association with the Maya, sarvajnyatvam becomes the what now? Qualification, attribute, virtue added to Ishvara. Sarvajnyatvam. So also sarva shakti matvam also. Omnipotence and all knowledge and all the omnipotence and omniscience are the attributes, virtues attributed to Ishvara. Only with consciousness is associated with the Maya. So with this Maya Shakti, consciousness becomes the Nimitta Karanam, thereby Ishvara. Not there's also another prakriti is what now? Tamah Pradhana Prakriti. This same consciousness implied by the term Brahman, because of its nature of limitlessness, taking this Tamah Pradhana Prakriti to itself. Also what now? Tamah Pradhana Prakriti he becomes also what now? It becomes, enjoys the status of being the material cause of the universe also. Becomes Nimit Upadana Karma of the universe. In fact, I told you earlier, the consciousness reflects only in, manifests only in Hatha Pradhana Prakritihi and Rajas Pradhana Prakritihi. The Tamah Pradhana Prakritihi consciousness is, but there is no manifestation. Consciousness is present in Tamah Pradhana Prakritihi. In all the threefold prakritis, consciousness is very much there. Why? Because consciousness, just as the light is there in and through the opaque thing, consciousness is there in everything. But where is it reflected? Where is it manifest? Only these two, Tattva Pradhana Prakriti, is capable of manifesting, reflecting consciousness. So, Rajas Pradhana Prakriti called Avidya is also capable of reflecting consciousness. But Tamah Pradhana Prakriti is not capable of reflecting consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is, but there is no manifestation. Okay, so here, but these twofold Prakritis, when this Brahma Chaitanyam associating itself with the Maya, associated with the Maya, enjoys this what status of being the intelligent cause of the universe, having the omniscience and omnipotence that virtues attributed to it. Then Ishvara, the same consciousness of Brahma, taking this Tamah Pradhana Prakriti to itself, is capable of creating the universe. Therefore, what now? As a material cause of the universe, also what now becomes the material cause of this universe. So this Brahma Chaitanyam being associated with this twofold prakritis, Hatva Pradhana and Tama Pradhana, enjoying the status of being the material and the intelligent cause of the universe, is looked upon as the Lord of the universe. Even Ishwaraha is a status attributed to consciousness. From the standpoint of consciousness, consciousness is no Ishvara status. So consciousness is not the Ishvara, but the Ishvara is consciousness. Ishvara is a title, it is a qualification, virtue attributed to consciousness. Why? Because of this being the two causes of the universe. How does it become the causes of the universe? Because of its association with the Maya and the Prakriti. So minus the association, so you cannot undo it. You don't need to undo it. Without deleting the matter, Maya or Prakriti, you will cognate to distinguish this consciousness. And when you understand the consciousness being distinct from this Maya or Prakriti, then naturally what is consciousness? Shuddha Chaitanyam, not the Ishvara. No Sarvajnyatvam. Consciousness is pure knowledge, the source of knowledge, but it is not what? Not omniscient. Isn't it? Sarvajnyatvam, sarvajnyatvam, all the attributes also will go. Ishvara status is not there. So, what he says in this? So, jagataha mayam, mayam, shuddha sattvam, mayam, adaya, jagataha nimittam bhavati tamasim tam upadaya upadanam bhavati. When this Brahma Chaitanyam associated with this Maya and the Prakriti becomes the intelligent and material cause of the universe, is known what now? Is getting Ishvara status. And that the Ishvara is indicated by the word, what now? Tat, So he presents the, in these verses, Vidyaranya Swami presents beautifully what Ishvara is and what Jiva is. So Ishvara itself means what now? Brahman with the matter is equal to Ishvara. Made very clear. Now he is going to the next verse. So Tad Gira, no? With the word Tad, through the word Tad, Brahman with this matter alone is indicated as Ishvara. Yada Malina Sattvam Tam. Read the next verse. Yada Malina Sattvam Tam. Kama Karmadi Dushitam. Kama Karmadi Dushitam. Adatte Tatparam Brahma. Tvampadena Tadochyate. Yada Malina Sattvam Tam. Kama Karmadi Dushitam. Adatte Tat Param Brahma Tvampadena Tadochyate. Now he says, Tat Param Brahma, the same in the initial Brahma he said in the first verse. Now he says what now? The same Param Brahma, Tat Param Brahma, Tvampadena Tadauchyate. The same Brahman alone is what now? Indicated by the word Tvam. The same Brahman alone indicated by the word Tvam, meaning the individual. Tvam padena uchyate. When the Brahma, same consciousness is indicated by the word Tvam as a limited individual, when yada malina sattvam tam adatte. When this Brahma, when this consciousness, which is of the nature of reality, which is of the nature of limitlessness, the same reality is indicated by the word Tvam, meaning a limited individual, when Malina Sattvam Tam Adatte, when it takes to itself the Malina Sattva Prakritihi, Rajah Pradhana Prakritihi. Malina Sattva means what? Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi, Malina Sattva Tam Rajav Pradhanam Prakritim, always called Avidya. When the same consciousness associated, identified with this Avidya, always called Malina Sattva Prakritihi, then becomes what now? Not only that, associated with, as a result of which, associated with all the Kama Karmadi Dushitam. Associated with Kama, the desires, you can say Karma, the Punya Papams, associated with the Punya Papams and desires, the actions, and you can say Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya, etc. Why? This Kama, Karma, these two words stand for all the emotions also, all the wrong notions. You can say what now? Kama and karma. Please listen to me carefully. In this verse, kama means desire. Karma means what? Punya papams. Actions. Right and wrong actions. Of course, the desires result in what? Desires express themselves in the form of performance of right and wrong actions. Once you perform the actions, definitely there'll be the results. And the results have to be exhausted. For exhaustion of results, you have to be born again. So, janma. Avidya, Kama, Karma. Please understand that Shankara, in all throughout wherever he writes Bhashyam, he puts them together as the three words he uses. Avidya, Kama, Karma. You know why? Avidya is the root cause, ignorance. Isn't it? Ignorance, what is ignorance here? Ignorance also Malina Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. Malina Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi means what now? Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi. So, the Shuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi Maya, which is capable of reflecting, manifesting consciousness. And Rajapradana Prakriti also is capable of reflecting consciousness. But because of the Maya being pure, Maya being the pure Sattapradana, there the reflection is what now? The pure reflection, isn't it? The proper reflection is there. The higher reflection is there. Whereas the Maya, the Sattapradana, Tamapradana, Rajapradana Prakriti, Manasattva Prakriti happens to be impure Prakriti. Yet the reflection is what? Poor reflection. There's a difference. Therefore, there Sarvajnyatvam, omniscience is possible. In proper reflection, there's omniscience. In the poor reflection, there is limited knowledge. In Tamapradana Prakriti, no reflection, no knowledge. No reflection, therefore no knowledge. Poor reflection, half-baked knowledge. Pure, okay? Or proper knowledge. And then proper reflection here, there total knowledge. So total knowledge is omniscience, sarvajnyatvam. Therefore, where there is total knowledge, where there is omniscience, there is omnipotence also. So omnipotency is possible, only omniscience is there. So here alpajnyatvam and alpashaktimattvam also is here. Therefore, there is no jnanam in the part of pradhana prakriti. No jnanam, little jnanam, all jnanam, all knowledge. So here we say, now the same Brahma Chaitanyam, Adatte, Malinya Sattva Mayam Tam Adatte. So taking this Maya, taking this Avidya, the Rajapradana Prakritihi to itself means what? Associating itself with this Rajapradana Prakritihi Avidya. Avidya. It says what now? It gets what now? Associated with all its products also. Conscious Brahma Chaitanyam associating itself with Avidya Rajapradana Prakritihi happens to associate itself with all the Avidya Karyam also, Avidya's products also, Avidya's modified forms of Avidya also, in terms of Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. So Kama, Karma, actions, and as is a Karma, then Punya Papa. Punya Papa means what? Accumulation of Punya Papa, results of Karma, as a result of which, not to exhaust the karma punya papas, again you have to birth also. So avidya, kama, karma, janma. Avidya, kama, karma, janma also. It was samsara. So avidya associated with what now? Punarjanma. The punarjanma itself is what now? Which is called samsara. Being born, you don't need to say again, okay? Being born means being born again and again and again and again. And the first birth. Being born means what? Being subject to birth repeatedly. So repeated births. Being born. And this birth is determined by what? A punya papa. Punya papas are produced by what? Accumulated because of what? Because of the karma you do. Why you do karma? Because of the desires. Because of agadveshas. Why agadveshas are there? You know, I don't want to go into the other details now, because of the notions and etc., 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 where avidya is there. So association of this, this tad brahma, the same consciousness, improved term brahma, associated with the avidya, the pradana prakriti, as a result of which becomes associated with all other associated with the emotions and karma, janma also. That is when this consciousness, Brahman, is known by the term jivaha. Okay, known by, indicated by the pronoun tvam. So here he makes it very clear, isn't it? The very presentation of who is jiva, who is Ishvara, is already made very clear what now? It is Brahman alone gets these two different statuses. Jiva state is also attributed to the consciousness. Ishra state is also attributed to the consciousness. The attribution of these titles to consciousness as Jiva and individual is not because of the difference in Jiva and individual consciousness, because the difference in the upadhi it is associating with. Isn't it? That's what he wants to say. There is no difference on the part of consciousness because it's one and the only reality. But one and the only reality, the consciousness, in keeping with its association, you know, the association of upadhis, it gets two different qualifications, Jiva and Ishvara, a Jivatma and Paramatma. So these virtues are attributes, the virtues and the gunas attributed to Jiva and consciousness, you know, thereby which he gets the Jiva Ishvara status, they belong to the virtues belong only to the Maya or to the only Prakriti. Consciousness is free from attributes. So omniscious, the Shuddha Sattva, Malna Sattva, all this, the gunas, the attributes belong to the upadhis in terms of Maya and Avidya, but consciousness is free from attributes. This is what is the Jiva, this is what is the Ishvara. So, Brahmaiva Tvampadena Uchyate, Brahmaiva Tatpadena Uchyate. See the 44th verse, Brahma Tatpadena Uchyate. 45th verse, he says, Brahma Tvampadena Uchyate. So, what is indicated by the word Tvam? What is indicated by the word Tat? As Jiva and Ishvara is nothing but one and the same consciousness. But it's two different qualifications are attributed to Brahma in keeping with the upadhis it is associated with. Okay. Therefore, what is now? Therefore, now we can make it very clearly. A Jiva is also Swarupataha, essentially. If you remove this associating the upadhis, the Brahman is associated with. So cognitively, physically, you cannot remove the upadhis. Cognitively remove the Maya upadhi. Cognitively remove the Prakriti upadhi. Cognitively remove the Avidya upadhi. If you cognitively remove, cognitively separate the consciousness, distinguish the consciousness from this Maya, Avidya, Upadhis, consciousness is one Brahma, only reality, implied by the term Brahma. There is no difference. So, when difference is only from the standpoint of the Upadhis, the Gunas, differences only for the upadhis, the standpoint of consciousness, there is no difference. Only non-difference. Let us see the next verse now.
Tritayi mapita muktva. Tritayi mapita muktva. Paraspara virodhini. Tritayi mapita muktva paraspara virodhini. Akhandam sachidanandam mahavakyena lakshyate. Akhandam sachidanandam mahavakyena lakshyate. Tritayi mapita muktva Tva paraspara virodhinim akhandam sachidanandam mahavakyena lakshyate.
Now he says, paraspara virodhinim tritayim tam muktva. Paraspara virodhini means what? Which are opposed to each other. Paraspara virodhini. Which are opposed to each other. A tritayi. Tritayi here is what now? This power of consciousness obtaining in threefold forms as maya, avidya and prakritihi. Tritayim api tam muktva. If you cognitively distinguish the consciousness from this upadis, from this matter obtaining in threefold form, the threefold aspects of this matter, then akhandam sachidanandam mahavakyena lakshyate. So you remove the maya from Ishvara. So this Ishvara indicated by the word tat, there if you distinguish the consciousness from maya upadhi, distinguish the consciousness from prakriti upadhi, and distinguish the, okay, prakriti you don't need to distinguish because there's no manifestation. But distinguish the consciousness from the maya upadhi, from Ishvara. If you distinguish the consciousness from the avidya upadhi, then what happens? Akhandam satchidanandam lakshyate. Then you arrive at what now? The consciousness being the pure existence. The consciousness being the very existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness. You arrive at that one indivisible, undivided, partless, whole existence. We arrive at one indivisible, undivided, partless, whole, the existence which is of the nature of fullness. You arrive at it, and that existence, the pure existence which is of the nature of fullness, which is one indivisible, undivided, partless, whole, is nothing but consciousness. And that consciousness is, we arrive at it, that is what is implied by the Mahavakyam, or implied through the Mahavakyam. The pure consciousness, which is actually distinguished, implied, lakshita means implied through the Mahavakyam. But tritayim api tam muktva paraspara virodhinim, then akhandam sachidanandam mahavakyena lakshyate. So here, what are you expected to do? Now you analyze the nature of consciousness. Now, encode the nature of the very consciousness itself. What is this consciousness? It definitely consciousness. You arrive at the consciousness only through Panchakoshiva Viveka, only as the very self. You never arrive at the consciousness as the truth of the Ishvara, like the truth of the whole. Even though consciousness is the truth of the whole, you have to arrive at it, understand it, only by arriving at what you are. Only as the self. Not as an object, only as one's own self, Sarupam. It happens to be one. So when you arrive at understand it, consciousness is definitely not, just as light is not the part or the property or the of this opaque. Similarly, here consciousness is not the part or the property or the of this body minus complex. But it pervades in and through the entire body minus complex, pervades everything. And it's not limited by the peripheries of this body mind complex. It's not limited by the peripheries of the body mind complex. And this consciousness is what now definitely is distinct, isn't it? And this consciousness has no beginning. You have to make it very clear. It has no beginning. It is always there. It has no end. It doesn't undergo any change. And it is not dependent on the Prakriti for its existence. It is independent. So one, secondless, non-dual, beginningless, endless, changeless, all pervasive. All pervasive and unafflicted. And this consciousness is what? Therefore, it's implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of limitlessness. The time, space, object, limitlessness. And that Brahma, that consciousness alone is Lakshyate Mahavakyena. Through this Mahavakyam, that consciousness alone is implied. Consciousness is the implied meaning of the word Tvam, implied meaning of the word Tat. And from the standpoint of this consciousness, Jiva is equated to the Ishvara. Jiva is non-separate from Ishvara. Jiva is non-different from Ishvara. Jiva is Ishvara. And that Asipada actually is what now means is equal to. Asipada equates the Jiva to Ishvara. Jivaha Ishvaraha. Jiva is equal to Ishvara. Jivahatma is Paramatma is equal to Paramatma. Individual, the microcosmic being is equal to macrocosmic being. Why? What is the difference? Difference is only in upadis. Why there is difference in upadi? Don't ask. Okay? Difference is in upadi. And you should know the value of, you should know how to look at this upadi, isn't it? Upadi has what? Auditory. Upadi has entertainment value, engagement value, occupation value, keeps us occupied and kept busy. And then any entertainment, please, anything which has entertainment value is what now? Time bound as a beginning and an end. We want the entertainment, but we want to have it permanently. That's the problem. Isn't it? We like entertainment. We want permanent, unending entertainment. Like some children, know they we ask them to watch. Many mothers come and complain to me. No, very difficult nowadays to keep these children away from television programs. They want this program called Pogo, and want the program ends sometimes. After the program, the child cries. No, why? He does not want. The child thinks. I don't know, one friend. She thinks the mother switches off. Even if she doesn't switch off, the program ends. And they want to continue. They want to watch the program continuously. They cry. You know, then you have to disturb the child with something else. They don't want to be disturbed. Same thing. See, whenever we condemn our children, we have to remember this fact. Okay? As at the very immature level, children are not able to accept the fact that the program they watch on television or YouTube will come to an end. It is not practical for them to be watching the program all 24 hours. Not practical. When we score, no, it's over, finished. That's all, finished. You can't, we do score. And we had to remember, we had to extend that. No. You see how immature we also, relatively immature, if you are not able to accept this fact that our body, mind, sense complex, okay, which the enjoyment of this body, mind, sense complex also has what? Only entertainment value, which is time bound in nature. It is not practical for us to have this entertainment value throughout. It will come to an end. This understanding is enough. Entertainment value means what? It will come to an end. It has a beginning. The serial begins, serial ends. Program begins, program ends. It is not practical for us to have the program continuously for 24 hours. Any program. So this also, this has the whole show, the whole life, what now, has an entertainment value. If we can look at it, that is what now we are seeing, is what now understanding this life having this entertainment value is Leela. I already told you. Then if you look at everything as a sport, a play, a Leela, then you can take it, failure and success, you can take it easily in life. It's nagging, isn't it? So this particular verse,
Tritayimapi tamuktva paraspara virodhinim akhandam sachidanandam mahavakyena lakshyate.
Now he's going to explain again further how the mahavakyena lakshyate. In other two more verses we have this, we'll see that. So he's going to say next class, next verse, how mahavakyena lakshyate, how that oneness of consciousness, the consciousness being the only truth of Jiva and Ishvara, is implied, revealed through mahavakyam. He says, he's going to say in the next verse, we'll see the text class anyway. See, if you had a friend when you were 5-year-old, 10-year-old, or 15-year-old, and after your college studies, you all get this, you know, actually separated, and that person goes and lives in America, and you live in Australia, somebody else lives somewhere else, and then again, alumni association. You meet after 40 years, and you come back, when you met all of each, when you all were all together in school or college, young, you know, wrinkle-free face, black hair, and nice, you know, young people you saw. The same names, same Shankar. And again, you see, after 40 years, alumni association meeting. Somehow, they contacted, somehow all, they used all the database, somehow they found it. Found you, and they asked you that you are meeting. Now you are whom you are seeing this function, alumni association meeting, same Shankar. But what now? That time, young body, black hair, and then wrinkle-free skin, not shining complexion, young body. Now the same person, white hair or bald hair. Oh my God, he had so much hair. Where is it now? White hair or black, bald head. Then some teeth also gone. And then all, what now? Now again, I'm not talking about this Shankar, okay? I'm talking about an old Shankar, old man. 70-80-year-old man, okay? And then now the same old man with all wrinkles, and then now also what now, his hunchback also. And who is this person? Is Saha Shankaraha Eva Ayam. Ayam Shankaraha Saha Soyam Devadattaha. Now what have you removed now? The same person you are seeing, you have removed the young person's young body, the wrinkle-free skin, then the black hair, all the teeth, young body you removed. And again now, you removed what? When you see this old man, you remove the old body, the skin with wrinkles, and bald head or white hair, remove everything. You see only the person. Do you do anything physically? Physically, you don't do anything. But cognitively, you remove the young age body, old age body, you retain only the name and the person. Say what? That Shankar who studied in that school with me for so many years, we used to play together, the same Shankar is now here in this country. You know, after he retired from job, has this many children, got them married, and who is now who looks like this, okay? The same person. It's called Bhagatyaga Lakshana, okay? You retain one aspect of that Shankara, the same aspect you retain of this Shankara, you remove what? The old body, young body. It remove the old age body and the young body. And the person you retain, same person is here. It's called what now? Saha, that Shankar is equated to this Shankar. That person is equated to this person. The young person is equated to old person. How? Person is the same. The bodies are different. The same way here, the equation is made like this. One aspect of the person is retained. The rest of the aspects of the person are removed. So here also, Ishvara and Jiva are two different titles attributed to one and the only reality, Brahma. In keeping with the Upadhis, it is associated with. The same Brahma Chaitanyam associated with the Upadhi called Maya. I use it as Maya, Upadhi. Maya, which is Shuddhatva Pradhana Prakriti. It is, you know, the pure Sattva Pradhana Prakriti. And it has what now? Because of its purity, the reflection is what now? Superior quality of reflection. Therefore, there's omniscience is possible, omnipotence is possible, therefore, Ishvara status. The same consciousness associated with Avidya Upadhi because of its problem is with the Avidya Upadhi. The superiority, inferiority, you know, the quality, the superior, inferior qualities belong to Avidya Upadhi and Maya Upadhi. Consciousness is free from any superior inferior qualities. The superiority in quality belongs to what? To Maya. Inferiority in quality belongs to Avidya. Therefore, there is Alpajnyatvam. Because of the Alpajnyatvam, what now? The limitations. You know, karma, Avidya, Kama, Karma, etc. So, in associated with the Upadhi, Avidya, Upadhi and its other products, consciousness, what now, is given the status, Jiva status. The same way Ishvara status. Who is the Chaitanyam here? Brahma. So here you can differentiate very beautifully the Brahman and Ishvara. Brahma is, the Brahman is a word implying the reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness. So that reality is Chaitanyam, consciousness. And that consciousness is one and the same, one reality. What is the Akhandam? The consciousness is what now? Brahman is Akhandam, Sat, Chit, Anandam, Satchidanandam, Akhandam, Brahma. It is pure existence and pure consciousness, which of limitlessness. And that is what now? One and the same. There is no difference at all. There is no difference. The essential aspect of the Jiva, essential aspect of the Ishvara happens to be only reality. There's no difference at all. Difference is only from the standpoint of the Upadhis it is associated with. So cognitively discern the consciousness aspect. Cognitively delete the other material aspects. So what you do cognitively, delete the material aspects, cognitively discern the consciousness aspect and see the oneness, see the non-separateness, see the non-difference. Seeing the non-difference from the one, from the aspect, by seeing the oneness of the aspect of consciousness of the individual and the Ishvara, Jiva and Ishvara is what now? Is implied through the, arrived at through the Mahavakya analysis. So Mahavakyam Lakshyate. Mahavakyena Lakshyate. Okay. So we'll see the rest of the verses in the next class. In fact, somebody asked me, what is the purpose of this? And everything is, it's all only Maya, Leela. Now, if you understand this life as being Leela, then definitely it's enjoyable. I don't want to enjoy it. Then what do you want to do? What Swamiji asked this question, what else can you do? I don't want to enjoy this life. What else can you do? What choice do you have? Enjoy, understand, enjoy, finished. Don't understand, suffer, finished. Continue suffering. You have only two things you can do. Either you can choose to continue to suffer, or you can choose to enjoy and put a full stop. You cannot do anything more than this. Got the point? I want to understand the helplessness. That is why this shastram is very, very beautiful, because we have to understand our helplessness. Is there anything else that you can do here? Can you do anything else apart from that? We cannot do anything other than this. You can enjoy or you can continue to suffer. Enjoyment implies putting a full stop. Suffering implies what now? Making it endless. And when do you enjoy? When do you suffer? If you understand the value of life being a time-bound entertainment, or life having the time-bound entertainment value. What is life? Being associated with material body, mind, sense complex is what having a life. Being associated with the body, mind, sense complex, the material body, mind, sense complex is what? Going through the life, having the life. Understand now? And seeing, looking at this life, this association with body, mind, sense complex, having, which is a life, having an entertainment value, and looking at it as what? Understanding this fact is converting your life into a sport, a play, or leela. So conversion of life into leela is jivan mukti, which means enjoyment of life. Enjoy as long as you are allowed to be the managing trustee without any ownership. If you don't understand, there's no preparedness for this understanding, acceptance of this fact, then wherever there's lack of acceptance of this fact, then definitely there is immaturity. Then you want to continue to suffer. Suffering will be endless. Enjoyment will come to an end. Okay. Here, I want to understand the meaning of our enjoyment in this context differently. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.